Good morning, on August 6, 2016 meeting of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission. We have one agenda item today, then or two, and then we will be going into executive session. So, starting off with open public input, we have two individuals and from the public wish to speak. So, you guys know the drill. I'll call you up together. Robert Rao and Melanie. Thank you. I was going to say that just the same way you said it. Robert, it's all yours.
I'm here to advocate for the recreational fishermen in Washington State. This concerns the closing of the Skokomish River by desires of the tribes. This sets a dangerous precedent because every tribe that has reservation adjoining a river is going to copy this. Once again, the state has chosen not to challenge the concept of non-co-management by the tribes. I have spoken to numerous tribal people that have told fishermen that have told me that we are not co-managers. They have a right to fish and we don't. This is the way of the future. If anyone on this commission did not strongly object to the Attorney General's decision to allow sport fishermen to be banned from the river, and legally they didn't say that. What they said was that fish and wildlife officials would be there to protect our fishermen from being assaulted by tribal fishermen who were pursuing their own agendas by keeping us off the river. The George Adams hatchery is funded by our state, and we are giving that fishery to the tribes and to commercial people. This is garbage. Anyone on this commission did not strongly disagree with the Attorney General in writing should hang their heads in shame. I am disgusted with everyone for not advocating for recreational fishermen in this regard. You are willing to just give away our rights while you have the nerve to advocate for increasing license fees? You are making me sick to my stomach. You are going to see a whole lot of civil disobedience over this. I read forums and I talk to other fishermen. We may be the only two people here today, but we're not going to be the only people standing up for this. This is garbage. I can't believe that you've all sold us out. And you can say that this is the Attorney General's decision, but you're the Fish and Wildlife Commission. You're supposed to advocate for us, not for a bunch of tribal interests that corrupt our state politicians with their casino money. If they have casino money, they will litigate whether they are right or wrong. I have seen this time and time again. I have seen the Nisqually tribe sue the people at Frank's Landing to try to get that property three times, even though their own lawyers told them they were throwing their money away. And their attitude? We got lots of money. The Quinault have been doing it to the state for years. They threaten us, and the state just bends over backwards. Well, we're the guys taking the brunt of this garbage, and if you think people are going to continue buying licenses and supporting a state fishery when we're being sold down the river, you got another thing coming. And if you think this is the last time I'm going to be here, you're really mistaken, because I'm getting really ticked off about this. You people are not doing your job. You are supposed to represent the state fishermen. You're not supposed to represent tribal interests. You're not supposed to take the easy route and sell us down the road.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from the commission? No.
I didn't think so.
Melanie?
I'm Melanie Rabalia, and if you guys haven't figured out, we are a team. Bob is my husband, and if you also haven't figured out, you know, it's kind of like the good cop, the bad cop. You know, Bob's the one who, like, gets very emotional, and I'm the one who tries to stay a little bit more rational. I'm also the one that works for the government, so, you know, I have a little bit more compassion towards you guys that, you know, in a large sense, you volunteer your time and effort, and, you know, you've come all the way from OMAC, and you've not slept in your own bed, and you have to come here and hear him rant. But the reality is his ranting is justified. This is crazy. We're recreational fishermen, and you guys are suddenly telling us that we can't fish on our own river. We support the Bolt decision. We support being co-managers, but to suddenly tell us that the river isn't ours, where is it going to stop? And he's right. If we let them, if we go the co-manager route and we go, oh, they're being nice and they're going to give us money and we're going to work with them. You know, we're working with the devil. They're going to sell us out. We see it time and time again. And I say it from the county perspective. You know, they want one of our roads. They want to do this. They'll push other people around and then we have no say. And, you know, I'm sorry. I want to be co-managers, but I think that they want to take advantage because they see that we are willing to bend over backwards. I play a game with people all the time because, you know, back to you know, good cop, bad cop. We're from the East Coast. We've played these games before. We understand. Path of least resistance. Let the Indians, you know, that's okay. Everything's fine. But I play this game with people and I put my hand up and they put their hand up. And it's amazing how many times I can just push their hand. And they just, like, back off. And it's like, why? Why don't you hold your ground? Hold your space. And that's what we need to do. We need to hold our space and tell them, no, that's our rivers too. We put money into that too. So I'm sorry, we have to figure out how we're all going to work it out. Because once again, if we let them take one little piece, then they're going to take another little piece and another little piece and another little piece. Before you know it, we've got nothing. And it's not 50-50 anymore. It's them allowing us. And I'm sorry, we've all been here. It should be all ours. So I'm just going to try to be more civil about it than Bob wants to yell and rant and rave, and he's entitled to because he hasn't cussed. And, you know, we try to go through the rules of staying calm to a certain degree. But he's emotional and he cares. And, you know, once again, we are here instead of all of the other fishermen who are out fishing. And he'll rant at you. And let me assure you, when he gets home and he gets online again, he's going to rant at all of these guys on Piscatorial Pursuits and all of these other places and say to them, where the hell were you? If you're going to stand up, stand up. You know, so don't know what to say. Have a nice day. At least we get out of here early. What can I tell you? I'm going to go fishing tomorrow with the Indians and hassle with them some more. Any questions, comments?
I don't have any questions, but I'm one of people who listens and kind of enjoys your passion, both of you, because you're bringing us, in my view, a serious issue before us. And I don't think the commission has talked about the closure of the Skokomish.
We're afraid.
Usually when we have situations like this that are intertwined with legal strategies, we talk about it in executive session with the AG's office to just so that we can be open and frank and not worry about the consequences of what we say so much. But I share your concern that, and I was puzzled why we agreed to acquiesce for a time. My understanding is it's kind of we're preserving our position. We do not believe that this river is in the reservation, but so we're trying to preserve that position as I understand it, but I think we should hear from the director.
Yeah, that's correct. We don't agree with their position, but they did get a federal legal opinion, and we did not want to have sportsmen in jeopardy of being cited, you know, by federal court and having your gear taken away, etc. We have every intention of fighting. We disagree with the opinion, but it's not going to be. We're not going to be able to do it immediately. The court system takes quite a bit of time.
But good, you're going to fight them because I mean, I'm telling you, if this one goes, you know, Black River goes next. You know, it's like one after another, and it's, you know, and I mean, this is divisive. This is crazy, you know.
Right now, you've closed the river. You've effectively let them win by saying, well, we don't want to challenge.
But if it's the feds.
If I may, I've been around most of that. I've been in North of Falcon when all this was discussed. And I know you're critical of what we did or didn't do on the commission, but we have to take guidance from legal counsel, and that happens to be the AG's office. And we have to choose our fight and it be at the appropriate time. And right now we've been asked to stand down on this while they do their research and analysis of what our options may be. So don't take it as we're rolling over. We're trying to figure out a course of action, a pathway forward.
As long as you hear us, this is really important.
once again, if you let one Northland take one bite out of us, they're apt to keep taking more and more.
Fully understand. And I will tell you that. I'm not hearing just from you. We're hearing from many, many other constituents.
Right.
Many.
You know, it's not just that tribe. You know, I'm seeing this crap with the Chinooks. You know, back to roads.
Yeah.
You know, wanting to take over roads.
We hear you.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon.